Company makes enough Let's Go brand and Christmas wrapping paper to cover six NFL football fields. By Warner Todd Houston on December 12, 2021. Merchandising company BringAmmo.com has announced that it has made 260,000 square feet of Let's Go brand and Christmas wrapping paper for the holiday season. Enough paper to cover six NFL football fields, they say. The conservative-minded company says that the wrapping paper has been a runaway hit for them this year and noted that they have already sold thousands of pounds of the item. "We've never seen anything like this. Thanks, Joe," said Seth Weathers in reference to President Joe Biden and his cratering presidency, according to the Washington Examiner. The Georgia-based firm sells conservative-themed apparel, most made in America, as well as ornaments, hats, sneakers, coffee mugs, cell phone cases, and many other items. What started as a fun idea for current customers turned into a nationwide frenzy. Since launching, the wrapping paper has consumed 3,000 pounds of raw paper and kept a family-owned Georgia print facility busy around the clock, the company's press release added. "We're having fun with the snowflakes, and we're putting money in our local community. That makes for a very merry conservative Christmas," Weathers added. The phrase "Let's go, Brandon," of course, was accidentally coined by CBS Sports reporter Kelly Stavast in October as she interviewed Brandon Brown, the winner of the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Stavast blatantly mischaracterized a chant that the crowd was yelling, turning what was obviously "Fuck Joe Biden" into "Let's go, Brandon." Stavast claimed the crowd was trying to cheer on Brandon Brown. Isaac Brecken / NASCAR via Getty Images. Since then, the chat of "Let's go, Brandon" has become a trendy way of blasting Joe Biden without using the F-word. The chant has rung out at events, including football games, concerts, and any other type of event that draws big crowds. Other recent LGB news included a "Let's Go Brandon" themed store opening for holiday shopping in Deep Blue, Massachusetts, and an LGB themed boat winning third place in a Virginia boat parade before having the award rudely taken away by parade organizers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.